life holidays.
Hello, beautiful people. Hello, hello, hello.
Life holidays.
Bye, Paula Jane podcast. Hello and welcome to the Bipolar Jane podcast, the only show where your host is a roller coaster built by Salvador Dali, fueled by manic energy, existential dread, and enough wild ideas to make a room full of unicorns blush. I'm Jane, the human embodiment of delightful chaos, and if you're dating or married to someone like me, first off, you deserve a medal or an award. Get ready for front row seats as I take you on a whirlwind tour of my life's most absurd escapades. Imagine this, it's 2 a.m. While most people are busy dreaming about fluffy sheep, my brain transforms into a hyperactive creative studio. One minute I'm cozily tucked into bed and the next, bam, I'm leaping out of bed to yell, "Let's rearrange the entire house!" I'm not redecorating, I'm auditioning for the home decor version of Pimp My Crib. My husband, still half asleep and bewildered, stares at our new avant-garde living room, like, what did we just do? And I can only shrug and say, I'm sleepy now. But wait, there's more. On other nights, just as I'm contemplating a quiet cup of tea, my manic side decides the world needs a puffin sanctuary. That's right. At the break of midnight, I'm deep diving into YouTube tutorials on puffin mating rituals, like I'm preparing for a TED talk on bird romance. Meanwhile, my ever-patient husband murmurs, "Sure, honey, just pack your meds and maybe a cushion for your head." Who knew that unconditional love meant listening to 3 a.m. pitches about relocating to Iceland to save seabirds? And then there's the infamous tandem bike adventure. One sunny afternoon, or maybe it was a delirious, irrational afternoon, I declared that we need a tandem bike. How romantic, riding into the sunset together. The catch? Neither of us had ever really ridden a bike that much. So picture two grown adults pedaling like clumsy circus performers, trying to synchronize our chaos on two wheels. My husband, with all the calm of a Zen master, just said, maybe we should stick to riding the roller coaster of life. And we do ride that roller coaster every day. There are days I decide on becoming a modern Renaissance woman. One day I'm learning Italian and pronouncing ciao bella like it's a secret password to another dimension. The next I'm flitting between knitting and woodworking, scarf making here and questionable bench building there. My husband is always there, gently suggesting maybe finish one project before starting another. But where's the fun in finishing when the possibilities are endless? And then come the quieter moments, my blanket burrito phase. I curl up so tightly in a cocoon of blankets that words are replaced by grunts. And my husband, half amused and half concerned, fetches me snacks as if I were a rescued, grumbling kitty cat. And who could forget the toast debacle? One morning, staring existentially at the ceiling, I disassembled the toaster. Because get this, my toast was too crispy. Nothing says breakfast betrayal like a piece of overdone bread. My husband, always the voice of calm, suggests maybe the answer is found in butter. But apparently some crisps just aren't butterable. Of course, none of this madness would be half as magical without my heroic husband, the unsung champion of my bipolar escapades. He reminds me to take my meds with the persistence of a Fitbit notification and endures every impulse pitch. Yes, even the ones pondering, "Would you still love me if I turned into a raccoon?" He's a saint, a warrior, and simply the best emotional support human ever. So if you're ready to laugh at the sheer absurdity of life, celebrate every impulse and embrace the chaos with a loving husband by your side, then buckle up. Welcome to the Bipolar Jane podcast, where every episode is a wild ride through 2 a.m. home makeovers, puffin panics, tandem bike misadventures, and so much more. Let's dive into the beautiful, unpredictable, and hilarious journey that is my life. Enjoy the ride.